Blink Ray with Rumble here on Radio 9 154. Much more music time news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. We've got some new music coming your way from... We haven't heard from that Mark Bussino song that I really like for a while. We haven't played that for a couple of weeks, so and we're just about to take that out of the rotation. So let's hear Mark Bussino from his new album, Top of the World, coming up right after sports and weather.
You're from-
Panthers men's basketball team at this hour playing Syracuse in the second half. Pitt leading by a score of 49-45. Pitt women back in action on Thursday when they take on Stanford. Carnegie Mellon lost to NYU last night. The women's team lost to NYU by a score of 91-62. That's probably going to drop the Carnegie Mellon Tartans out of the top 25. NYU is ranked number one in the country. Men's team lost by a score of 96-90 in a game that went back and forth and was kind of a heartbreaker. CMU actually was leading at the half. Both teams back in action when they take on Brandeis on Sunday. Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Seattle to take on the Kraken. The puck drops there at 4 o'clock. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired Pete Carroll, who spent 14 seasons leading the Seattle Seahawks as their new coach. Carroll, who was a Seahawks advisor this season, has a career record of 170-120 and one tie. Federal prosecutors have released an audio clip of the man who stole nearly $17 million from Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Shohei Ohtani after allegedly impersonating him during a phone call with a bank. Former Ohtani interpreter Ippo Mizuharu, who stole nearly $17 million from the star player, pleaded guilty last year to bank fraud and filing a false tax return. He also admitted to using the money to pay off his gambling debts. His sentencing is February 6th.
Weather break, go, go!
Looking for cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon. A slight chance of snow overnight. High near 34. Cloudy overnight. Low 27. Mostly cloudy on Sunday. High 32. Monday sunny. High 34. Tuesday scattered snow showers. Partly sunny. High near 37. And then on Wednesday a little warmer. Scattered snow showers and a high near 40. Right now just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 33 in Washington County. Also 33 in Beaver County. We have Yahtzee here. 33 outside our weather window in downtown McKee. Sport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 33 degrees with new music to take us to the news.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever had the blues? Have you ever had a bad day? Kaylee Hughes. Have you ever felt like crying? Ever shed a tear or two? Have you ever had a bad day? Kaylee Hughes. You're so sweet, you're so nice, makes me think about you twice. Here to be that one guy asking why. Have you ever been lonely? Ever had the blues?
from his new album, Top of the World. I'm Jay Thurber at the top of the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. You tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
To 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I got people right in my neighborhood who can't get an ID, who can't vote. This is about voter suppression. Everything you do is about voter suppression.
Wisconsin Democratic State Representative Christine Sonecki says enshrining a strict voter ID law into the state constitution would perpetuate discrimination against her Milwaukee constituents. The state's GOP-led assembly voted to put the amendment before voters this spring. A federal judge in Seattle has placed a two-week pause on President Donald Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. Angelica Salas with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights says her Southern California community is still on edge.
What we need to ensure is that our community is not paralyzed by fear, that they understand that there are laws in this country, civil rights, constitutional rights, labor rights, that still protect us.
Meanwhile, the U.S. House has passed the Laken Riley Act. The bill allows ICE officers to detain undocumented immigrants for even suspicion of minor crimes. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez warns people could be deported without getting their day in court.
That is what is inside this bill, a fundamental suspension of a core American value.
She notes some members of Congress with investments in private prisons are set to profit from the bill's passage. Senate Republicans are set to vote on the confirmation of Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth today. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Maine's Susan Collins say they'll vote no, citing allegations against Hegseth by his own family members of excessive drinking and serious abuse of women. Meanwhile, senior military officials are bracing for an executive order to create a so-called warrior board to determine whether they're loyal to Trump's agenda. Sarah Strader with the military families organization Secure Families Initiative says politicizing officers would erode the confidence of troops in the top brass.
Once that is gone, that will forever disrupt our military's ability to be the strongest fighting force in the world.
And the North Carolina Supreme Court has dismissed a suit by a candidate to that same court seeking to throw out 60,000 ballots. A lower court and the State Board of Elections had already turned away the challenge by the losing GOP candidate. Anderson Clayton, chair of the state Democratic Party, says going to court to overturn elections is not good for democracy.
What's happening in North Carolina is sinister, and it will have a chilling effect on our democracy and our country if they're able to get away with what they're trying to achieve.
Three recounts show the Democratic candidate won the race by more than 700 votes. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Legends on Radio 909. Much more music time. 412-385-7450. In the last hour, we played Handbags and Glad Rags by Chris Farlow, which is a song that I first came to know through the BBC version of The Office, was the theme song. And Bill Korch on Facebook is letting me know that the jazz funk rock band Chase, led by Bill Chase, the trumpeter, did a version of Handbags and Glad Rags that might be worth checking out. So thank you for that, Bill. Do check in with us on Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Also on the Blue Sky Mastodon. Here's Ernie Fields from 1958.
Evil.
little song there called String of Trumpets by Billy Muir that was the theme to the Clark Race Show on KDKA 214. Much more music time. And this is Kenny Ball and his jazz men. Every so often, I just need to hear a little bit of Dixieland. This reaches back to 1964.
Red hot fish fries and chili mac. Ooh. Red hot fish fries.
24 Chime Time. New music from the Lumineers coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages here, including your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. January is National Radon Action Month, and the Allegheny County Health Department's Housing and Community Environment Program is providing more than 900 free radon test kits for residents. Across the state, about 40% of homes in Pennsylvania have elevated radon levels. This is a radioactive gas. I've had a few of that myself in the morning after Taco Tuesday. Anyways, that comes into your homes from the ground. When breathed in, the radioactive particles move around in your lungs and cause radiation damage to your cells. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after cigarette smoking. The gas is completely undetectable by smell, taste, sight, or feel, making the use of a test kit crucial to identifying the hazard. Testing your house is the only reliable way to know if radon is getting into your home. There are easy-to-follow instructions. Supplies are limited to one kit per household while they last. So call 412-350-4046. That's 412-350-4046. You can also go to the Allegheny County Health Department's website for more information about how to protect your house against radon in the home. It was on, Gary Berghoff on MASH, wasn't it? Anyways, what else to tell you about? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, call 412-821-8484 or visit AtticRecordStoreInc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 34. Chance of snow overnight. Cloudy, low 27. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, high 32. Monday, sunny skies, high 34. Tuesday, scattered snow showers. Partly sunny, high 37. And then on Wednesday, scattered snow showers in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and warmer with a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 33 in Washington County and in Beaver County. 33 also outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And let's just make it four of a kind. 33, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland at WRCT. New music from the Lumineers.
Hey, mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? Because any one of us could make it big or could end. If I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived. You ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? Cause I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's alright, I could not afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the moon so naturally, the guests begin.
music from the Lumineers. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien, and he's got a good one this week. So I hope you'll stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30.
Bye.
Huntington's from 1962. Papa Ooma Mau Mau, Papa Ooma Mau. And now, a little yodeling to help clean out your ears. Here's Frank Ifield.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago.
On Radio 9, and now in news that you can't possibly use, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, Eric O'Brien has a Strange But True segment on his show, and I like to do that, too, from time to time. So, can we have some music? A little more echo on my voice, Winstead. A little bit of music? Can we have a little music here? Here we go. Here we go. News you can't possibly use from Jay Thurber. Dateline Taiwan. Plastic surgeon Chen Wing-Yong has made men of the world wince after giving himself a vasectomy on camera. So far, the footage that he posted to Instagram has more than 4 million views. It was a strange feeling to suture my own urethra, declared Dr. Chen. Well, yes. Boy, haven't we all said that. He uploaded the video for educational purposes. The father of three had decided to get snipped as a gift to his wife to ensure that the couple, which has three children, doesn't have any more offspring. Dr. Chen opted for a vasectomy, a form of male birth control. Vasectomy has a low risk of problems, according to experts, and can usually be performed in an outpatient setting at a doctor's office under local anesthesia. However, unlike most patients, Dr. Chen decided to go the do-it-yourself route for his procedure. Several viewers on Instagram at DocChen3, that's his Instagram page, were astonished. They said, "How could you do this?" Dr. Chen replied, quote, "I am really brave." Well, brave, bravery and stupid, there's such a fine line. I will say this much, Dr. Chen has big ones. They would have to be big ones. They're probably quite swollen right now.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent bears. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Oh, crazy, man, I'm a nut. Oh, lordy, 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 lordy.
Leroy Collins, I'm a nut. Sending that out to Dr. Chen and his homemade vasectomy kit there, and the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team defeated the Syracuse Orange. We'll check weather, not weather and sports for you, but we'll check sports for you in particular in about 10 minutes or so.
Radio Night.
Call us.
weekend singing about those birds and the bees. More music after these important messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You know, a lot of people write in and ask me, say, why do I drink during the show? And is it because I need the drink to get through the show? And I can tell you here and now, I say the reason I drink is because it does, sitting here for 45 minutes, get very hot. There's a tremendous amount of light. And the only reason I have the drink is basically to keep cool. I want to make it quite clear that I am not reliant on alcohol in any way to get me right through this. Get away from that! You think I get through the show? Duck shooters. Drunks are great characters. Duck shooting. In the hide. Very early in the morning. Very cold. No sign of the duck. And I have a little drop of rum to keep warm. And still no sign of the duck. And I have another little drop. And still no sign of the duck. And to the duck. One big, fat, lonely, dirty duck goes across the sky. By himself. Flap. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. And the duck picks up his shotgun and goes, ba-doom, ba-doom. And out goes into the lake. And his friend's there and he said, That is what I call great shooting. He said, well, you're bound to hit one out of a whole flock. And the dog, instead of jumping into the water and swimming to the duck, runs across the top of the water. Picks up the duck and comes back, and the fellow says, do you notice there's anything strange about that dog? He says, yeah, he doesn't swim. The two drunks, one very good fisherman, and the other has never fished in his life. And he says, what do I do? What do I do to fish? He said, well, you get the hook and you put the bait on the hook. And he does. I said, well, what do I do now? He says, you cast it out into the river. And he... he said, what is it? He said, just wait. And after about 20 minutes, he gets a bite. He goes... he says, well, what do I do now? He says, reel it in. And he reels in so far, the fish is rammed up to the top of the... he says, what do I do now? He says, you climb to the top of the rod and stab it to death. He gave the other fellow walking down the road with a little penguin on a piece of string. The policeman said, hey, where did you get a penguin? She was walking down the road and it was there. Little penguin and it's all on its own. He said, well, take him to the zoo.
She said,
off he goes. Next day, the policeman was there. Coming around the corner, is a drunk with a penguin. He said, I thought I told you to take that penguin to the zoo.
He said, I did, and he liked it, and I'm taking him to the library now.
The late, great Dave Allen on drunks here.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Radio 9 in Pittsburgh.
It could be a story about our new Secretary of Defense. Lucky Blunder. in the well.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Orchestra with Wynonie Harris on vocals here on Radio 9 at 2:56. Much more music time winding down this installment of the Radio 9 program. And let's just close out the show today with Bishop Briggs here on Radio 9. And I have a story, but I'll tell it next week about Wynonie Harris and how... he inadvertently, through no fault of his own, let's be honest, led to my exit from a different radio station in this region. If I remember, I'll tell it next week. And it involves someone who is currently in federal prison. That'll be my teaser for you. Rotten DJ, not a crime. If it was, I would have been locked up years ago. Pitt Panthers defeated the Syracuse Orange today in men's basketball by a score of 77-73. Women's team is off this weekend. They are back on Thursday to play Stanford. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans lost to NYU yesterday. The women's team lost 91-62. Men's team lost 96-90. Both teams back in action when they take on Brandeis tomorrow. Penguins traveling to Seattle to take on the Kraken. That game gets underway at 4:00 today. And what else to tell you about? Jets over Utah 5-2 last night. Islanders beat the Flyers 3-1, and the Capitals blank the Kraken 3-0. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 34. Chance of snow overnight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 27. Less than a half inch possible. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 32. Monday, sunny, high near 34. And then on Tuesday, scattered snow showers, partly sunny, and a high of 37. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 33 outside our weather window in McKeesport. 33 at WRCT.
Pain in my side, in the bottom of-
We're running a little bit late today, folks, so good night, everybody.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it makes bills worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me at Jay Thurber Show on social media. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next, so stay tuned for that here on the Giggle Push Broadcasting System.
Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.